on the other side where people were crossing over, it was just a constant nightmare.
It was.
Everybody and their brother thought that it was okay just to step over the fence or literally move the fence, you know, to go over there. So we got enough ramp space over here to deal with it. And then the new parking area, Gary gets to use that for very transients.
Do you envision planes coming in from NASCAR?
We're going to have enough room down here in front of, we're oriented here, over here. We have enough room in front of the Deltex, to school there for them. Yeah. Especially since we want a B-25 coming in out of there, there'll be room for a couple of good-sized jets in there or any other of their airplanes.
There's no team aircraft coming in, but the Rollins family is bringing two large aircraft in. Hmm. We know we have those two, and then might be one or two others. We'll see. We'll see who shows up. But we have plenty of room to park. Not concerned about parking.
As far as security, Jeff, I believe we've got some ROTC cadets, we've got Civil Air Patrol cadets, and we've got, of course, our group, pilot group.
If you could let me know the point of contact for the ROTC, that'd be great.
We'll find out all that tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Anything else for Wings and Wheels?
These. That was the official. That these were promo for the kids at Wings and Wheels that you all got a sneak preview of.
Mm-hmm. One of the points that I think we made last year was actually paramedics on the field. Did we get that?
I don't know what the resolution of that was. Julie, do you happen to know, or Jim, do you happen to know whether or not the rescue squad will station an ambulance out here just to do their show and tell, plus then they're here in case something happens?
As far as I know, they are. We'll double check tomorrow.
It's great public outreach for them to have a table set up and talk to the public about what they do. Yeah. And
well, they need to be here anyway for that size of an event.
Well, it's a double benefit to them. They get to do their outreach.
Have they been notified?
I think they have, but we'll double check tomorrow at the meeting and make sure. Or I'll call Bob in the morning.
Yeah.
Bob's in Florida.
This week. Call Robbie.
Call somebody in the morning.
Call Robbie Murray.
It's probably already been addressed because we talked about that early on in the planning.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't hurt to verify. Mm-hmm. Julie, anything for your side of the table on the Wings and Wheels?
I mean, everything, they've been doing it long enough that it's really a lot easier than it was the first couple of years. So.
Food vendors and everybody still going to show up where they were? I think they were all happy last year and everything?
Very. They sold out.
Well, the issue this year is run out of space for vendors. It's become such a popular event that more and more people want to come. We just ran out of physical space for them.
That's
good, problem to have, I guess.
Better than the other way.
We just need to get Dave to finance building a bigger ramp down here so we can expand it.
For one day?
Yeah, Dave, on the last day stand.
Lame duck.
Sam would like that.
We had to have 8-inch concrete, make sure we hold the load.
They reported at lunch that the weather's supposed to be awesome, too. I don't know if you guys have been in connection with that.
So the forecast is for good weather. Yep. Let's just hope we don't have a lot of strong wind. Mm-hmm. You know, clear skies is great, but when you're talking about a 60, 70, 80-year-old airplane, you don't want a lot of wind. These guys will not get out and fly these little light vintage airplanes in strong winds. So the cold front coming through the night before, we're hoping there's not going to be a lot of wind.
And one year there was an issue with our weather was okay, but it was terrible.
That was 2 years.
Was that? Okay, I wasn't sure when that was.
Where the weather here was flyable, but nobody could get here.
Right.
You know, because of a weather front just to the west of us and to the north. Even Tom Duffy said in his hangar in Millville, New Jersey, all day on Saturday, hoping he had enough weather break just to get up. His sun was shining beautiful here, mm-hmm. but he couldn't get here from Millville.
Okay. Anybody else got anything for Wings and Wheels going once?
Is the parking, are they planning the parking on the soccer field? Again,
parking will be at the Christian High School and the Boys and Girls